Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's going on?
Arrow.
Are you guys getting snow up there?
Hold on. Let me look out the window. I don't think so.
Arrow. I got no snow here in Pacific Palisades, California.
Oh, my God. But I bet you would love to have some snow, though, dude.
No, I would not, brother.
No snow out here. No snow out here yet. But it got down to 31 last night.
Yeah. That's us.
Yep. So you got the same as we do.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but Jake is out there in California where it's always beautiful.
It's beautiful, man. It doesn't snow here. I every time I hear of snow, I throw myself back to having to shovel the driveway.
So true. That's why I left the state of Montana and came to Carolina. I couldn't do it anymore.
See, that's what happened to me. All I remember was one morning I'm fast asleep and my father comes down and says, shovel the driveway. And I said, but Dad, I don't drive.
You're right.
And cut to me in my pajamas crying outside shoveling. And I said, that was the last time I spoke back to my father. And I don't want to shovel snow anymore.
Jake, you've always been a man of inspiration. I've always believed that, you know, when we were told to just do it, that was one thing. But you came up with don't quit, because so many people just do it, but they quit. But you train us to not quit.
Well, man, Arrow, thank you, buddy. You know, I've been very, you know, honestly, I've been very blessed in my life. I was an overweight kid. I had a bad stutter growing up. My dad bought me a set of weights when I was 13 years old. It changed my life. Not only did the weights build my body, but built my confidence and self-esteem. And, you know, when you have confidence and self-esteem, no matter what age you are, You stand up a little bit straighter. You feel better about yourself. And I call it the upward spiral of success. You know, in school, you're less fidgety. You're more focused. If you're more focused, you do better on your tests. You do better on your tests. Your teachers are proud of you. Your parents are proud of you. You can be proud of who you are. And you start to become more in control of the person you want to be. And it was that moment. Life is about moments, I talk about, and some moments are great, some moments are not so great. This is a great one, you and I are talking, but the moment when I started working out was an incredible one for me.
Let's talk about those moments that have been labeled not a great moment. That's my defrag time. I want to go in there and I ask myself questions, and I get to build up that relationship with the inner core, because it's important to the outside shell.
Absolutely. Listen, you know, for me, having that bad stutter, I remember those moments where in school, now I could read, mm-hmm. but, you know, the teacher would stand up and say, okay, everyone, we're going to take a paragraph, and each kid will stand up and read the paragraph. And I would count the paragraphs to kids and try to memorize the words, because, you know, a kid who stutters, you know, you get stuck on B's and T's and D's, H's. And when you start going, you go quick and your buddies start laughing. And it was tough, man. It, you know, you get quiet. And the working out really changed my life. And pushing myself, continually to push myself, to better myself. I mean, when I came out to L.A. to pursue bodybuilding, you know, I read all the muscle magazines, and everyone said eat 18 eggs and 24 chicken a day. And you too can become Mr. America. Well, I clucked a lot, but no one talked about steroids, Arrow. And this was 19. I came to L.A. Summer 77. I went to college upstate New York. You know Cornell University?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't know Cornell University?
Cornell. Okay, yes.
Cornell. Okay, because that was my bit, because I went to Cortland down the street, which you definitely don't know. That's why I bring up Cornell. I've been saying this bit for 40 years, and no one has ever said I don't know Cornell.
And then I blew it. How do you like that, man? But you know what?
You blew the bit.
But I'm not going to quit, though, Jake. I'm not going to quit. We're going to...
You're not quitting. And, well, listen, so I came out to L.A. and left college, left my family, left a girlfriend, friends, everyone saying you'll be back in 6 months, and finding out very quickly that I wasn't going to become a professional bodybuilder because I didn't take steroids. And the reason why I didn't take them, because I was afraid.
Yep.
I was afraid to put a needle in my own buttissimo, very honestly, at 18 years old. And I had to make a decision. And I have four kids. My wife, Tracy, and I have been married now 34 years.
Congratulations.
And our kids are grown up, and thank you. And we've always talked to our kids about decision making. And if you have to think about something too long, it's probably something you shouldn't be doing. Mm-hmm. And I made the decision that I'm not going to take steroids. But I wasn't going to go back to New York, in my mind, a loser, right? So I'm going to find, I love working out. I love what it did for me. I love how I felt when I trained. And fortunately, I was in the right place, right time. I was the first guy to become, you know, the first personal trainer to make personal training and occupation.
Yep.
And was able to train a lot of very big name stars like Steven Spielberg and Harrison Ford, Priscilla Presley, Bette Midler, Warren Beatty, Madonna, Barbara Streisand, all kinds of different folks. And I learned an incredible lesson, Arrow. They're just like us.
Yep. Yep.
The only difference is they had a dream. They never quit on their dream and never took no for an answer. And that gave me all the incentive in the world to say to myself, you know, I might never direct ET2, but I'm going to have my own success in life. And I was able to parlay that famous by association into videos and books and television shows. And Ted Turner gave me my start doing the fitness break on cable news network. I created the first linear fitness television network called Fit TV. But early on, I was getting ready to do my first exercise video in 1983. And I had this crazy idea. I had this crazy idea, Arrow, where I love music and I love working out. Mm-hmm. But I understood, I'm going to say it out front, exercise is boring.
Yes.
Right? And if it wasn't boring, everybody'd be in great shape. but what you have to do is find something that you enjoy doing, that you make it a part of your lifestyle. And a way to help that along is through good, fun, popping, pumping music, or whatever kind of music you love. And at the time, I'm going to frame it, right? Jane Fonda, Jane Kennedy, Victoria Principal, incredibly talented women, were doing exercise records.
Yep.
But the music was more of that wah, 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 right? And I said, I was not going to do something like that. God bless, right? But I once again, when everyone's going right, I'm going left. And I said, I'm going to do the first original soundtrack to an exercise video. Movie called Flashdance had just come out.
Yep.
Called Maniac, Michael Cimbello, right? I said, this is what I want to be doing. So I went to Irving Azoff, who was running MCA Records. And this is obviously because of the relationships in the business, right? So I talk to my kids, and when I talk to schools and motivational speaking that I do, right? It's about relationships that you build over the course of your life to make you the person who you are. Mm-hmm. Because of the folks that I was training, I was able to get to a guy named Irving Azoff, who was running MCA Records. Pitched him the idea of the first original soundtrack to an exercise video. He was intrigued. And we put together a cast of talent that was incredible. Bobby Caldwell, who had a big hit in the 70s called What You Won't Do for Love, sang the original song called Don't Quit. We shot a music video for MTV that I reenacted the Charles Atlas, you know, nerdy guy getting sand kicked in his face with Priscilla Presley's boyfriend at the time, called Mike Edwards, who was the number one male model in the world. And one of my brothers played the bully. And the music video played on MTV in heavy rotation. Was it awesome? And then we put together a group of artists, Leslie Smith, who was a background backup singer to Ray Charles, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, sang two incredible songs for us, Baby Workout, You Can Get It If You Really Want. Maxanne Lewis, who was one of the Iquettes for Ike and Tina Turner, sang a song for us, did a song called Hard Work. Michael Cimbello, coming off of Maniac, did Pump It Up. And John Williams, a great composer's son, who I knew, got me to his son, and he did two cuts called Toughen Up and Firepower. Joseph Williams becomes the lead singer for Toto.
Yeah.
After my and is still the lead singer for Toto, Arrow. And so when Universal Music comes to me after all these years and says, Jake, we're going to re-release Body by Jake, Don't Quit, because Beyonce and Drake and Janet Jackson are dropping 80s dance records. I go, come on, seriously? And it's been awesome.
See, I'm looking beyond that in the way that, because, I mean, with the way that gyms have televisions all over the place like a bar, I swear that they need this music and going through their heads while they're working out. There's so much negative energy on the walls that we need to get it back in the heart.
Arrow, I love what you just said, man. And if you think about this too, the greatest antidepressant in the world, think about this. If you're anxious, if you're angry, if you're mad, if you're sad, just move your body. Just exercise. Mm-hmm. Whatever mood you're in, just exercise. It changes your life. It really does. If you have, you know, there are three things that I live by, which is hope and health and family. If you have your health, you have your life. If you have hope, no matter how crummy the days have been, you have that belief that tomorrow the sun will come up. And if you have family, whether it's your friend group family or your immediate family, you always know someone has your back. And that's how I live and do and focus on everything that I'm about. Mm-hmm. And just simply moving your body changes your world. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, if you haven't exercised in a long time, you got some good music, and obviously we're talking, so we're pitching a little bit too. You go to bodybyjake.com and you can wherever you stream your music, and you can get these 8 great cuts of music, and I promise you, you're going to feel better about yourself, better about your day, and better about everything you want to be doing. Because if you haven't exercised in a long time, just start. Yeah. One repetition leads to two, leads to three. Hey, wait a second. If I'm doing this, what else can I achieve in my life? And I call it this upward spiral of success, Arrow. And everything, you know, the world lets you be what you make them believe you are. And success is failure turned inside out.
You need to be marketing this. You need to be giving this music to grocery stores. And here's the reason why. During the lockdown where the gyms were all closed, I needed to work out. And my wife goes, well, if you need to work out and you need to lift, go to a grocery store, get a job with somebody who's already open, start lifting, start bending, start. And now I get in 15,000 to 20,000 steps a day. I'm constantly lifting. I need this album in that grocery store.
I love that idea. I got to tell you, Arrow, that's awesome, man. That's a great idea. I mean, to have that, first of all, you'd shop 10 times quicker, right? Everybody be buzzing around. Everybody be smiling, saying hi to everybody. I mean, look at what's happened if you think about it. And I'm the positive guy. You know, when you talk about the lockdown and all that stuff, but especially in the beginning of those days when everybody was masked up and people would, you know, in a supermarket, you wouldn't look at anybody, you wouldn't talk to anybody. It's like, hey, we're all in this together, right? Let's all be positive. And especially today, I mean, it's so much easier. Like I've always told my kids to smile and say hi to somebody than to walk past somebody and make a face and not say a word. You have to think about that. Try this. And I know you have a lot of followers, a lot of folks who listen every day to you. Try this little exercise. When you're walking down the street, you're in the supermarket, wherever you're at, say hi to people.
Yeah.
You watch and see how people's faces light up and how much better you feel.
Oh my God, I'll do that, Jake. If they don't respond, I go, oh, you're gonna leave me hanging, huh? Don't leave me hanging. I mean, I'll and it's like, you know, I shared something with you. Now, you know, share something back.
That's right. And it's, but you know what though, but do it in a way that you don't bust balls a little bit, where you just make the smile and you can count in your head, but you watch and see, because it really does work. Just say hi.
Yeah.
And watch how many people just smile. And it's just, listen, Arrow, the world could be such a better place, and it all starts with each of us. Whether you're opening a door for somebody, whether you're saying hi to somebody or saying something nice to somebody, it's so much easier to do that than to try to be mean, to try to be bad, to try to be mean. Mm-hmm. You know? Simple. Just don't quit on positivity.
So when it comes to working out, how important is meditation? And the reason why I bring that up is because during my black belt test, I did a double brick break from a push-up position because I believe in the power of right now.
Arrow, that is awesome. Well, listen, I'm a big believer in visualizing, right?
Yeah.
So when I train and I'm up at 3:45 in the morning,
good,
so I've got my workout in, and we've already done about 11 shows up to you right now. And when I'm in the gym, what I do is, yeah, I count reps, but I visualize my day with every rep and every exercise that I do. So I have already played through all of these interviews, not exactly what I'm going to say, because obviously this is the first time you and I have spoken to each other, not met you in person, but I visualize my day. So by the time I get my cardio or my muscular workout in, which I combine, I do a 42-minute workout, I've not only got my workout in, I've got my mental workout done too.
That's it.
And I've accomplished my day. And I'm at 4:30 in the morning, right? So I'm way ahead in my mind. If you think about it, the best thing to do is train first thing in the morning.
Yep.
First thing in the morning, because you get it done. You're not thinking about, all right, I'm going to train at 6 o'clock. How many times at 7 o'clock I have a meeting come up? The office needs me. The family needs me. My kids, there's a game. And you end up pushing the workout off. Get it done first thing in the morning. You get a great workout in with great music, and you are way ahead of 99.9% of the world.
Yep, yep. They say that we are two ages. We have our real, honest-to-God birth age, and we have the age that our heart says we are. I will always be the forever 16-year-old. What is your age?
I'm 22.
22. Yep, yep.
22 years old. I just, you know, man, it just, I feel great. As I said, it does take a couple of minutes sometimes in the morning to get up. I got to get into the bathroom and take that ice cold water and throw it on my face.
Yep.
As a, you know, but once that moment happens, I'm ready to roll. And you feel great when that workout is over. And I know you have so many listeners because of what you do, man, and keep yourself tight together, both physically and mentally. Mm-hmm. That mental health is such a very important thing, and as we talked about, it just gets your body moving, Arrow, and with the right music, the right workout, you set yourself such and by the way, you'll inspire, whether it's your husband or your wife or your kids or your friends or your coworkers, to get on board with you, because people, there's this aura about you, brother. When you're working out and you feel good about yourself, that people want to be a part of positive.
That's it.
They don't want to be a part of, hey, Arrow, how you doing? You know, I don't know. I guess I'm all right. You know? Come on. You run from that kind of stuff.
Yep, yep, yep. Jake, you got to come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you.
I love it. I love it, man. Hey, check out Body by Jake. Don't quit it. Bodybyjake.com. And, I'm on Instagram now, so an official Body by Jake. So get those millions of followers that you have popping over to us, and we'll make the world a better place.
Absolutely. You be brilliant today, okay?
Arrow, you're the best. Don't quit.
I won't. You don't quit. If you quit, I'm coming. I'll be the first one knocking on your door.
All right, buddy.
Bye, guy.
See you, man.